5 miles
and do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving because women move the world.
5:03 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Peter Seymour. KSL's top local story this hour. A second day of searching for a missing West Valley woman wrapped up in the middle of the day today near Ely, Nevada. Officers documented and photographed several mine shafts. Sergeant Mike Powell was asked again why the media was there.
This has also brought to life the fact that there has been some downtime, significant downtime in the media coverage on this case. And obviously at this point that has changed. And really one of our biggest and best assets is the public as a whole.
Detectives from West Valley, deputies from the White Pines County Sheriff's Office and the Bureau of Land Management were involved in today's search. We're getting word of some sort of confrontation between Susan Powell's father and father-in-law at a Find Susan event that they held today in Washington State. About a month after she disappeared from West Valley, her husband moved back to Washington where they were from, and we are told Steve Powell and Chuck Cox had some heated words. We put some calls into both of them, and we're hoping that they'll give us a call back to let us know exactly what happened. Republicans want more seats in the state legislature in Utah County once the dust settles from redrawing districts. That could mean 14 statehouse seats and 5 state senate seats, not to mention a good portion of the new congressional district coming by 2013. Republican House Speaker Becky Lockhart and Governor Gary Herbert are voicing their support. Coming up on KSL News Radio, hotter days coming up. We'll check your live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time 5:04.
Utah's afternoon news with Scott and Maria.
It'll be good. It'll be good for the businesses. It'll be good for the people who work here.
3 till 7 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
In May of 2000, Devo Karnakar skied the full descent of Mount Everest. Every day, somewhere in the world, someone base jumps off a bridge, an antenna, a building, or a mountain peak. At Mavericks, surfers brave 60-foot faces and a punishing rock bottom to ride the world's largest waves. Across suburbia, skateboarders transform curbs, stairs, swimming pools, and cement flood basins into Everests of their own making. In the old days, we called these people adventurers. Now, we call them extreme sports enthusiasts. There's a group of people who jump out of helicopters into 30-foot ocean swells, race vehicles through war zones, chase hurricanes, fly through walls of fire, and maneuver zodiacs through flash floods, all in an effort to save lives. We call these people the Air Force Reserve. The Air Force Reserve. Live the extreme.
Where did this come from?
And comes to be heard.
We need to be aware that these kinds of things are going on.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together right now. We've got a crash still on westbound I-80 to the northbound 215 on-ramp. There was a tractor-trailer involved in that accident. UHP still on the scene trying to sort through the mess. In Parley's Canyon, westbound I-80 at Summit Park will close for a bridge move tonight at 10 through Sunday at noon. And Redwood Road at 5400 South is down to one lane in all directions until Sunday. Traffic signals will not be operating from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. Enjoy the partly cloudy skies today because they'll go away and leave us a heat wave this week. Expect highs in the mid-90s through Tuesday, but upper 90s by Thursday. And taste the difference. Freshest fruits and veggies grown by Utah farmers at Farm Bureau's Farmers Markets. Friday and Saturday, 9-2 in Murray. Saturdays, 8-2 in South Jordan through October 29th. And right now, we've got 92 degrees at 5:07. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM. And 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
This is The Browser.
I'm learning slowly that there is a Twitter etiquette.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction in social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
They're caffeinated leggings.
This is not a good trend.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
All right, man, let's face it. Let's have a little heart-to-heart. Get it out in the open, what we already know, and that is when it comes to taking care of ourselves, keeping our wardrobe up to date, we're not good. We're just not good. We need help. right? And hopefully if you're married and you have a wife who kind of helps you out in these things, that's good.
You are so sexist.
No, this is called life.
I'm kidding. I totally shop for my husband.
The Jay McFarlane that I am would not be anything close to this without my wife.
Yes, that's true.
I told you, I will be walking out the door and I will hear this coming behind me, chasing me down the hall. And it's the little hair clipper thing, and she's going after the ear hair.
Yay.
And I'm complaining. I turn into a 5-year-old.
Yay.
Oh, come on. Do we have, come on. I gotta go. Can we just please not? Oh. And she says, stop your whining. And then she gets it done, and then I'm out the door.
And you're presentable.
Am I? Do you think most usually?
Generally, yes. You had that one hair coming out of your cheek the other day.
You did notice the cheek hair.
We had to get
which
that.
Which I yanked, by the way, on the way home. I just took care of it. So
needs to happen. So, and one of the things that a lot of times men fall behind is when they need the basics, right? We're talking socks and underwear and the white shirt.
Are you saying we fall behind on socks and underwear?
Yeah, you just don't update because generally, most people don't see these articles, and you just let it go, you let it go.
So if nobody sees them, what would you say then would be the shelf life of a pair of underwear?
No one sees. But, you know, your collar in your shirt is starting to kind of unravel and pill, and you just keep wearing it.
Mine are all
gray,
kind of. They're not white anymore.
Well, someone has come to the rescue here. This company, I think it's genius, all right? The company is called Manpax. It's basically an online subscription service for those basics. This one of the co-founders joins us on the line, Andrew Draper. Andrew, did you found this company out of personal experience? Did you realize you needed some help?
I don't think I necessarily figured that I needed help. I mean, I don't think guys necessarily want to come to that conclusion.
True.
But I think that if you talk to my wife, she would probably say yes.
So tell us how this works. What are the things that you offer, and tell us how it works?
Sure. So we've got a selection of underwear, shirts, socks, shaving products, and we've recently added condoms. And you can come on board, pick a pair of underwear. We'll ship it to you. You can add all kinds of different products that you want. And 3 months later, we're going to send you a little email that says, you know, we've got this lined up. If you're good, we're good. We're going to ship it to you. Or you can log in and you can change your package. You can snooze it until because you somehow decide you don't need any more. And so it's basically a replenishment service over time. So rather than, you know, going out and just buying a box load of underwear, which some guys will do.
Yeah.
We just send you a couple pairs here and there, and over the course of about 2 years, you'll end up with about 2 weeks worth of underwear, so you can kind of extend your laundry day a little.
Now, how many pairs of socks, say, do you really need as a man?
Personally, I like to keep at least a 2-week supply.
Yeah, just cut down on the laundry.
But you're wearing
each
pair.
Yeah.
So a few weeks supply, but you're wearing each pair 2 or 3 times, right?
No, I've got about 2 weeks worth of
socks. You don't like do the smell test on them and say, oh yeah, those are good. I get another day out of them.
Socks are never good more than one day.
This is very true.
True. And I was reading on your website, you kind of suggest, you know, one for each day of the week. You need one if you're going to go out. And then if you're going to exercise or things like this, you need to have even more.
Yeah. I mean, certainly I'm a fairly avid mountain biker, and certainly coming home and having a shower and having a clean pair is very nice.
And do you have to sign a contract here?
No, not at all. You can cancel at any time. We don't tie anybody into anything. Don't want to bury you in underwear in any way, shape, or form.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Draper, one of the founders of Manpax. I checked out the website, manpax.com. You just pick what you need. They'll do it every 3 months, or they can stretch it out if you want. But like he was saying, you know, you don't need to buy a ton, but as they send you a few every 3 months, you will completely go through, get a new stock within about 3 years. And I mean, wouldn't you say every 3 years? Is that too soon to change your socks?
I didn't realize they had an expiration date.
when the elastic doesn't stretch anymore at the top, that's...
They need to put that on the label, used by, or a stop using by date. Something. Color-coded.
But really, what a great idea, because most of it is just you don't think about it. I think that's what it comes down to. You just, you're like, oh, socks, they're fine. My dad, I'm sorry, Dad, but growing up, hole in the toe all the time. Like, never did he not have a hole in his
but
toe.
But nobody sees that. What's the matter? That's just being frugal.
Maybe.
This texter says, when the holes in your underwear are larger than the two leg holes, it's time to retire them. That's probably a fair standard.
Yuck. Now, they're saying, too, when you get new ones, this was on their website, before you just throw away your stuff, there are
things
you can do.
Stop with the rules.
Now, we were wondering about this earlier, about undergarments. Can you give them to Goodwill? Yes, they will accept all clean clothing. Now, also, there is a program called Underwear for Africa, where they will accept any underwear or socks that you are getting rid of. So you don't even have to throw away. You can donate.
We care so much, we sent you our boxers.
Yes. Now, also, if you're being frugal, I wanted to tell you about this idea of this store in California. It's the Free Store.
It's not going to work.
You don't think it's going to work?
Mm-mm.
They say it's,
doesn't play into
it's
human
based
nature.
On the concept of have a penny, give a penny, need a penny, take a penny.
Yeah.
But it's for everything. CDs, clothes, toys, picture frames, whatever. This is how it works.
What happens is someone comes in with four or five items. We fill out a receipt for them. Then they can go in and shop. And then we check them out. And we scan the receipt. All we ask for is a first and last name, email address, and zip code. Because we like to know where our shoppers are coming from.
And they said even if there are people who can't bring anything, if they just need things, they'll let them in too. It's just on a little more limited basis.
So it's based upon the number of things I bring in. If I bring in five things, I can take out five things.
Or maybe they assign it what they think is a value to it. But yeah, you bring in the stuff you don't want, take the stuff you need.
If it's trade, then that's different than just free.
Oh, yeah, it would all
right?
be gone.
If they're assigning a value to everything, and then they say, yeah, you can then turn around and shop for that value, that makes sense.
Well, you think about the free stuff on KSL Classifieds?
Yeah.
I check that on a regular basis, just in case.
What are you looking for?
I don't know. Sod. you never know.
Extra what underwear you can find for your husband?
There. Yeah. And so it's kind of that philosophy. It's just a physical store that you can go. But, I mean, it is hard to get something like this going because you need volunteers. It's mm-hmm. just volunteers working there. And they got some nonprofit organization to give them a big room at their building to do it.
Because there's no income generation. So how do they pay the rent, the lights?
That's what I'm saying. It was donated to them, the room, and then... volunteers.
It's going to be very hard to keep that up.
I want to go there.
Maybe they can pay the electric bill with some of their stuff.
Yeah.
Just call up
the electric. I'll give you five pair of old underwear.
Yes. See how that works. All right, coming up on the browser, social media again. We just can't avoid it. Remember that whole idea, 6 degrees of separation with anybody on the planet? Is that true? Is that real?
I don't know, but it's a good book.
We're going to find out if it's real coming up on the browser.
KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station. Right now.
The wild ride on Wall Street.
There's loss of confidence in the economy.
Biggest one-day loss since 2008.
Doug Wright is indispensable listening.
The gamesmanship, the brinksmanship that we are seeing back in Washington, D.C. is nothing short of embarrassing.
Get the in-depth information you need with Doug Wright every day this week from 9 to noon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Each and every week during the school year, KSL and Zions Bank honor teachers for going the extra mile. The letters we receive tell us great stories about how teachers in Utah are making a difference in the lives of our children. We select a teacher each week and tell you about them on the air. Do you have a teacher in mind you can tell us about? A teacher who has influenced you or one of your children? Maybe a teacher you've worked with? KSL and Zions Bank would like to know. You can tell us about a great teacher by going to our website, KSL.com, and clicking the radio page. You can submit a letter right online. It's really quick and easy. A panel made up from KSL, Zions Bank, and the State Office of Education judged the hundreds of letters we received to select the weekly winners. Teachers have a huge impact on the lives of our kids and the community. Enter your teacher's name right now. Just go to our website, ksl.com, and click on the radio page. Join us in recognizing teachers all year with the KSL Zions Bank Teacher Feature Program.
I can solve difficult problems for a Fortune 500 company.
I can run a successful business.
I can manage your home improvements.
I can publicize your message.
I can motivate your audience.
I can put my military experience to work for your company.
I can teach your children.
I can boost your bottom line.
I can add value to your workplace.
I could be a loyal and productive employee.
But I can't put my skills to work for your organization
if I'm not given the opportunity.
If you don't recognize my talents and ability.
If you don't hire me.
If you don't have an open mind and a workplace that's open to everyone.
If you don't realize that America works best when everybody works.
What can you do?
What can you do?
What can you do?
You can remember that it worked.
It's what people can do.
It's what people can do that matters.
Nearly 50 million Americans have disabilities. Capitalize on their talents with employment practices that benefit everyone. Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
Visit KSL.com today for your chance to win great prizes just by logging on. Right now, you could win screening passes to The Boys of Bonneville August 26th through September 8th at a Larry H. Miller Megaplex Theater, or prizes from Marine Products during their Pro Shop 23rd Annual Demo Sale. You can also enter to win a $50 Cabela's gift card during their Great Outdoors Days, or nominate someone deserving recognition for doing the right thing to win great prizes from Les Schwab and KSL News Radio. Find out more at KSL.com.
Jamie Farland and Amy Iverson tweet about the news of the day and about life. Follow them at Twitter. Back to The Browser on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Thanks for joining us today on The Browser. We just are having a hard time keeping our minds off of the Susan Powell investigation. It's so curious. It has our minds right now. But right now I want to bring up this story about the military and the economy. We all know our economy is hurting. The Super Congress is getting together to try to figure out how they're going to cut trillions of dollars off the budget. And so everything is getting looked at. I guess they're looking at everything. Maybe not the things that they have interest in. I don't know. But this is one report that came out of the Pentagon. They ordered a study on the pensions regarding the military. If you don't know how it works, if you retire after 20 years of serving in the military, you get a monthly pension of half of your salary, whatever it was.
Was that like 50 bucks?
For the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Now, if you are a general, or maybe a colonel, maybe it's a pretty decent salary. Some of the underlings, maybe not so much. And in 20 years, I'm not sure exactly how far you would be. I should have looked that up. But, or what your salary would be. But some people are saying it's too much. That is too much. We're giving them, it's overly generous, and we need to cut this. Now, I will tell you that that is the most ridiculous idea I've ever heard. Because I think it's about 1% of the population at all right now who even serves in the military. Mm-hmm. And of those who do serve, I will tell you from personal experience that many of them do that strictly for that pension and the health care benefits that they know they will have for the rest of their lives. If you cut out this pension program, even fewer people will join the military and serve, and then we will really be scrounging for people to represent our country.
You'll probably have the same number that join, but you won't have the same number that stay.
Well, my husband was in the Army for 7 years, and this is kind of a general rule for a lot of people in the military. Once you hit the 10, you're not leaving because they've got you. You only have 10 years left. How can you let that pension go? And to be honest, a lot of our friends stayed just because they knew in 10 years, they would be getting that pension for the rest of their lives. We got out at 7, but I can tell you it would be very difficult if you were any closer at all to that 20-year mark to get out. Because as we know, healthcare, who knows what's happening with healthcare? And with the economy as it is, it's nice to think that you can have that. Now, members of the military who retire before that 20 years, you get nothing.
Squadoosh.
Nothing.
Well, is that fair?
I don't know. You do get a lot of perks by being in the military while
sure.
you're in it.
They get the medical care, though. For life? No.
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 Are you kidding?
So they truly get nothing.
Nothing.
You could serve our country for 15 years.
Nothing.
And they just say, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Yeah.
Yeah?
That's their tactic. I mean, they have to have some sort of draw to want get you to stay.
And there's no like 401k, there's no 401k matching or anything like that.
While you're in, they have great programs like that. While my husband was serving in Iraq, we had a huge match for that year. We could put in, I can't remember how much it was,
okay,
it was
so
a
there
lot
is.
Of money. There
right.
are a lot of perks while you are in the military.
Okay.
But if you get out before 20, you get
then
nothing.
You get that pension. But you still get the matching?
No, that was like a little 401k thing just
yes.
for that year.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with retirement. So, and I guess if you're in for 35 years, you then get a pension of 87% of your salary. But I will tell you that the people who are in the military for any time, but especially 20 years or more, deserve every penny of that pension.
So you think they should get more?
This is the last place you should be looking for cuts, is cutting the pension of military service members. Get more than that?
Yeah.
No. I don't know. I mean, I didn't crunch the numbers.
Yeah, I don't know what half of their... It may be nothing. Half of their salary
well,
for life.
Well, they did have some numbers in the story. It said that more commonly than big amounts of money, a retiree might get about $1,500 a month for a pension. But then they have a second career because some guys get in the military and girls when they're 18.
Most at the 20-year level will go out and then get another career.
So you're 40 when you get out. My neighbor in Washington wanted to be a FedEx delivery guy. Because he wanted to be outside, so he was a FedEx delivery guy, made $40,000 a year, and then got an extra...
Had his pension,
yeah.
and was doing well. We have a lot of texters talking about if they're going to cut this, they should cut
Congress
pensions, too. I'm not sure how that works. I've, is it true 4 years and you're going to get a pension?
You get pension, you get... we'll remember with Congressman Wiener, when he was dismissed...
He still gets his...
He still gets pension, he still
it's
gets...
ridiculous.
...allowed into the gym for the rest of his life.
No, and it's... Thank you, texters. You've indicated an issue, but it's not if they're going to cut military, then they should cut Congress. It's, no, they should cut Congress, and they should leave military alone. 4 years of doing anything... should not entitle you to a lifetime of government benefits and perks. Maybe 10, no. Maybe 20. Maybe 20.
If a congressperson serves 20 years.
Not four. I'm sorry.
We have
That's
a texter
ridiculous.
Saying that you get 5 years of medical if you've served in Iraq or Afghanistan. If that is true, I am getting some more information on that because I... have not received 5 years
you're
of
like,
medical.
You're like, I'm getting angry. No, I'm getting more information.
I had to, we're self-employed before I started working here, so we had to get very expensive independent health insurance after leaving the Army. So unless that's new, we just got out of the military 2 years ago.
Well, another texture says 85% of veterans are registered voters. Good luck keeping your jobs. But still, what is the overall population? I don't ever see veterans looked at as a voting block that people are afraid of, which is sad. I just don't think they have enough numbers to really affect some of those decisions. But there's a much higher number of that who are like myself that think that anybody who's put their life on the line for our country deserves a lot more than we're giving them right now.
Yes, and believe me, there is waste in the military. There is no doubt. But
waste
not in
any
pensions.
Government.
Don't make us move every 2 years. I don't see the necessity for that. I know it's training and things, but the expense, $3,000 on every member of the military to move them every year, that's ridiculous. I am just saying, shame on you, Congress, if you think that cutting the pensions of military members is the way to go to help our budget.
Oh, and the texture says it's just for the vet, not for the family. So just for the individual. You get nothing, Iverson.
I will check with Greg on that because we're not getting that.
Is it because you didn't ask?
Maybe. I don't
and
know.
And he was in Iraq.
Yes.
Yeah. How long was he in Iraq?
A year.
Yeah.
I better ask on that. I'm calling.
How long ago was that?
3 years ago.
So you still have a couple of years on that.
You can still get some stuff done. Get a physical.
Yeah, and then Brian texts. He says, we don't want to encourage 20 years in Congress. Come on.
Agreed.
I would for people that are doing a good job.
And you cannot equate Congress to the hardship of serving in the military.
No, and that's why I said it's a good point to make, but it shouldn't be if then. It should be whack that congressional pension and all those benefits and increase what our veterans get.
Thank you, Jay. Thanks for supporting our troops.
I am so there for you. What are we talking about again? All right, coming up on the browser, we've got some more great mashup for you. But before we get to the mashup, Steve Sales, is he in the house?
That's right.
We got some movies coming up for your weekend.
I don't think any of them are good, though. We'll
really?
Find out.
I'm looking. What's the list?
Conan.
Conan.
Fright Night. Spy Kids.
Where's the... Yeah, ew.
Go see The Help. Go see The Help.
Well, maybe he'll have a different viewpoint on it, but it doesn't sound very exciting as of yet. What a great tease. Come back and join us on the browser.
You may already know heart disease is the number one killer of women in the United States, but if you think you're too young to worry about it, think again. My name is Essence Harris, and I was a 30-year-old personal trainer when I started experiencing shortness of breath and chest pain during my workouts. Then one night, after carrying my son, Jaden, into the house, it took me 15 minutes to catch my breath. I knew I was in trouble. After several months and a lot of persistence, I found a doctor who didn't chalk up my symptoms to fatigue. An angiogram revealed a 90% blockage in two arteries, and three stents were placed in my arteries to save my life. Now I'm doing all I can to make sure all women take control of their heart health. Be sure to exercise and eat a diet rich with heart-healthy foods like leafy greens, oats, and soy. And remember, don't ignore your body when it tells you something's wrong. To learn more, visit womenheart.org.
A public service from Women Heart and United Soybean Board.
By 5:30 in the KSL 24-hour newsroom. Good afternoon. I'm Peter Seymour. KSL's top local story this hour. Firefighters in West Valley had to tear up a wall and a chimney to free an 8-year-old boy who climbed inside and got stuck. Police Sergeant Robert Hamilton says the boy met a new female friend and her grandparents near 42nd South and 48th West.
The child was still in the area, thought that those people were very nice and they probably wouldn't mind if he got into their house because he was thirsty and hungry.
Hamilton says the boy was stuck for up to 6 hours, but emerged unharmed and got his water. The grandparents said that they were just happy that he was freed. A big rally was held today at the state capitol over access to public lands in Utah. Take Back Utah organizer Glenn Olson says ATV riders and cyclists may get the most attention, but oil and gas companies, schools, and others need access too.
Farmers have a huge, huge impact with this because if they can't graze and run the lands, then they can't produce their goods.
Olson says the last 2 years they've averaged between 4,000 and 5,000 people at the rally. Drug control activists are again urging the federal government to restrict a pain drug. They say hydrocodone is the second most abused medicine in the U.S. It's the key ingredient in Vicodin, Norco, and other painkillers. And one study says 8% of high school seniors have gotten high on the drug. Coming up on KSL News Radio, if you like hot weather, next week will be your week. We'll check your Live 5 forecast next. KSL News Time, 5:32.
Breaking news.
There were many items that were recovered, including a lot of rare coins and drugs.
On KSL News Radio, Utah's FM news station.
Dad, where did the clouds come from?
Well, buddy, that's a good question.
Why are carrots orange? Who made the dinosaurs go away?
Well, I'm not sure anyone really knows how the dinosaurs...
Why is that person so big? Does she have a baby in their tummy?
Susie, that's not exactly appropriate.
Why do bugs go in the wintertime?
How do the fish sleep?
Is this worm a boy or a girl?
How do birds fly? Why can't dogs talk?
Well, why can't I fly?
Why can't I fly?
Dad, why don't you have any hair on your head? Why is the sky blue?
How do trees get so tall?
Why is dirt brown?
Where does the water in the bathtub go?
Are we there yet?
Why can't you keep your eyes open when you sneeze?
It doesn't grow on trees. Where does it grow?
You may not have all the answers, but if they're comfortable coming to you now when the questions are small, they'll come to you with the bigger questions later.
Dad, can I ask you something?
Of course, sweetie, come on in.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
You're full of fear, you're breathing fast, your head's pounding, and all you can hear is, I don't want to do it. Get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I thought it was 1,000 feet. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? Every day it got harder, but every day we got stronger. And I thought, yes, I can do this. When it was all said and done, watching the car guard raise the American flag, hearing the national anthem, it was amazing. I've never felt anything like that before. At that point, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Palka knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES. The few, the proud, the Marines.
I guess we got caught up in the crazy housing boom.
I lost my job and lost my benefits.
We had been in the house so long, we didn't want to lose it.
I was only going to pay interest for the first 5 years.
I fell really behind in my mortgage payments and received a foreclosure notice.
But we couldn't pay this.
We got hit pretty hard when the introductory mortgage rate expired.
What these people share is that they all got in trouble with their mortgages, and they all called a certified housing counselor for help.
Our housing counselor looked at our paperwork and she knew something was wrong.
She understood what needed to be done, and she helped me work it out with the bank.
The housing counselor got to the right people right away.
This is a free service. If you think you're in trouble, don't wait. Call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling now. The earlier you call, the better your options.
We were smart. We called the housing counselor before we got into some serious trouble.
To find a certified counselor near you, call 1-866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.
The web to your car at broadband speed. The Browser, 1-3 on KSL News Radio, Utah's FM talk station.
Traffic and weather together right now. We still have that accident on westbound I-80 where it runs into the northbound 215 on-ramp. Another hour or so for closure there. Three lanes are closed on that at that crossing, that intersection for an accident that happened a few hours ago. Looks like a tractor-trailer was involved in that. Westbound I-80 at Summit Park through Parley's Canyon will close for a bridge move tonight at 10 o'clock, and it'll last through tomorrow at noon. And expect another delay on Redwood Road at 5400 South. It's down to one lane in all directions until Sunday. Traffic signals will not be operational for most of Sunday afternoon. Today's partly cloudy skies will burn away and leave us with a heat wave this week. Highs in the mid-90s through Tuesday, but upper 90s by Thursday. Sutherland's Warehouse Prices, hometown service located on the corner of Redwood Road and North Temple. We have 93 degrees right now at 536. You get the top stories every 30 minutes. Breaking news the second it happens. I'm Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM, Utah's news, traffic, and weather station.
The Browser.
I try to learn something new every single day.
Connecting now to The Browser. Brought to you by KSL.com and KSL News Radio. The biggest stories breaking online. Reaction and social media. Blogs, news feeds, and video. Watching the web for you.
Plug in, like the Matrix.
I've always wanted to know Italian.
Yeah, exactly. Just give me the upload.
The Browser with Jay McFarland and Amy Iverson on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We have some incredible movies to tell you about today, but before we get to that, I wanted to announce this. Because Trisha has texted in that the family of the scout who died from that lightning strike is having a bake sale to go toward the cost of burial. And I want to announce the address because I think it's a great thing if you could go and donate. It's 12 to 3, I'm guessing tomorrow, 262 East, 3560 South. So basically, 250 East, 35th South. So try to go help.
Now, based upon our tease for this segment, Steve was in the stairwell leaving.
I know.
We had to run and grab him and tell him.
He said there is a good one, though.
There is a good one.
Several good ones, actually. Several. Okay, well.
Some of them are art films, which you guys.
Well, there's so little time.
What's an art film? What's...
It's a good movie.
Really?
But they can check out. I just looked at your website the other day, utahfilmreviews.com.
Is it still running? I think it's changed. GoStandard.net now or something.
It linked me there.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Sorry. So what is it? GoStandard.net. You can get Steve's reviews on.
I should go.
Really?
Look. I don't know.
Wow. And we're also going to try something new today. Steve is going to, you're going to fire the audio for the movies. We're going to, this is training so that you can, you know.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
It's not
so,
lazy.
Yeah. So what's our first movie?
Let's start with Spy Kids 4.
Don't make me punch your lights out.
Uh-oh. Hey, there he is!
Now you've seen my dark side.
Nice job, Sue.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was really well played.
I felt good about that.
Yeah.
It's been 8 years since the last Spy Kids. They sort of brought back 3D, either thankfully or what the heck. Now we've got 4D. What is that? It's now an aroma card that they hand out.
No.
Yep.
This is not a scratch and sniff movie.
Eight different times during the film. The number corresponds. You scratch it on the little... I'm told that most of the fragrances are actually
uplifting. I bet my kids
uplifting.
Would love that.
The
uplifting.
One that isn't, baby diaper.
No, stop.
Why would I make that up?
Why would they do that?
Because they want kids to interact and stay awake and stop running them down the hallways, I guess.
And baby diaper was their solution. There
actually,
was no other smell.
The kids came up with that in a test screening. They look, all these other fragrances, who cares? Give us something, Now, the movie wasn't screened for critics, so I can't really tell you if it's any good or not, but at least it's interactive.
I can tell you it's junk.
Did they use the same kids?
No.
No, the two kids come in very late at the end of the movie. They've got a new set of kids. Jessica Alba plays the stepmom, who's retired.
I like her.
They need her to come back, so
my gosh,
stepmom's cool.
What they've used that already in Spy Kids.
Joel McHale is in it.
I like him.
And Jeremy Piven plays the evil timekeeper.
I like all of those people, so why wouldn't I like the film? We'll see.
Because they lost track after the first one. The first one was, it was fun for kids, it was tolerable for parents. I thought it was an okay flick. After that, they jumped ship, and they have been gone ever since then. My kids wouldn't even watch them.
But you think after 8 years, you're like, you know what? If we're going to reboot this, and I know Dimension Films needs money.
Yeah.
But seriously, if they're just going to drag everything out of the closet and remake it, that's probably a bad idea.
Well, talk about remakes. I don't know how I feel about this because Arnold was.
Did you see that movie, the original of Conan?
I don't know. No, I've just seen him in his outfit.
It's
he had big muscles.
Pretty violent, and he's a terrible actor. So all these people are having this great, how can they replace Arnold and Conan? Well, pretty easily.
Yeah, just go back and watch.
My master said I would meet you. He said our paths would merge.
You have a name?
Tamara Amalia Jorvi Karushan. And yours?
Conan.
That's it?
How many names do I need?
Why does he sound like... He sounds like
Sounds like Dwayne Johnson really ticked off.
Kinda.
A bounty hunter.
Kinda.
And he is Hawaiian, so there is that kind of Dwayne Johnson 2 thing going on.
Oh.
Also not screened for critics, but it has a fairly interesting cast. From what I hear, of the 14 reviews, one of them was positive, 6 were mixed, and 7 were negative. So,
Steve, in your experience, has there ever been a film not screened for critics that was fabulous?
In probably the last 14 years, I'd say 1.
Okay.
Do you remember what it was?
I don't. I think it had Patrick Stewart in it, and it was a little offshoot movie. And I'm like, why didn't they screen this?
Yeah.
But I can't remember what
it was.
It's
a kiss of death to me, and as just the person out there, when I hear they didn't screen it for critics, I think, oh, pfft.
There's never been a studio that says, this is such a good movie, don't tell anyone.
Let's not screen it for critics.
Shh. This is like, let's do it like a rave, so they have to get an invitation to show up. All right, so the ones we have seen, this one.
You know, we've never actually met.
Actually, we have, several times.
Oh, have we?
You gatecrashed my birthday party, called me Julie, and spilled red wine down my top.
Ouch. Well, I'm sorry about that.
No, not at all. You're delightful.
No, was I?
No. A word.
Okay, I remember now that I saw the preview for this.
Anne Hathaway, Jim Sturgis. He's actually British. She's pretending to be. The setup is, and here's the gimmick. They come back every year on the same day to see how these people are doing. They're just friends for many of those years. And so you're thinking, look, okay, you know, we obviously get it. You guys are trying to put these two together. but one will say something stupid and somebody will do something dumb. And for all of this time, they're fighting to just get together. But when they do, the floodgates open. I mean, cliches are tripping over each other. This thing becomes like, woo, 4th of July. And then there's a dramatic turn that completely destroys the movie.
Oh.
So one day it was good until it stopped being good.
That is profound.
That's like a Yogi Berra thing.
Yeah, yeah. The preview reminded me of that film with Ashton Kutcher and the girl with really pretty green eyes. Dang it, I can't.
Oh, her.
Yeah, I love her.
Oh, yeah.
Amanda something. Anyway, and they keep getting back together. And I like those type of movies where throughout time they meet at different stages of their lives. I like those types of movies, so I'm sad it turned out not to be good.
Well, it was good for probably 3/4 of the film.
Amanda Peet.
And you're invested in it. Oh, I love her.
I know.
You're invested in the film, and then they pull the rug out from under you, and it's like, okay, I'm done. So
and
one day could have been good, but not so much. Here's the movie of the week, at least mainstream.
That insignia you showed me. It's a species that originated in the Mediterranean. They nest in the earth, and they kill slowly. They keep their victims alive for days. Smackers.
So yes, we have a new category. We have a new category of vampire known as the snacker.
Oh, I thought he said smackers.
No, I think they're snackers.
Snackers.
They just want to chew on you a little bit and they throw
you.
A
little at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's not be gluttony.
It's like food storage.
It's like not all you can eat buffet. It's just a... So the difference here is, if you've seen the original, it had Roddy McDowall and Chris Sarandon in the two leads. And those are the crucial...
And what is this called again?
Fright Night. Oh, sorry.
Okay,
I probably should have brought that up.
Yeah.
And this time we have David Tennant, who is the new Doctor Who, plays Peter Vincent, who is the vampire killer guy. But he's not the same Roddy McDowall kind of character. He's a flamboyant, sort of Chris Angel, Vegas entertainer. So they went the opposite direction, which was a good idea. And Colin Farrell is a much more physical... intense vampire than in the original. So set the old one aside.
So as a vampire, he's not going to talk you to death.
No, he's
not
going
to ask you to marry him.
In fact, he's got swagger.
He's not going to share his emotions with you. None of that.
If you're thinking Twilight, yeah. This is the non-Twilight.
So we're back to the traditional vampire.
Unfortunately, though, the traditional vampires, the non-romantic type, don't make nearly as much money. So Colin Farrell is basically playing for a six-pack and who knows what. But it's actually pretty good. Don't compare it to the first one because they're not the same. They are similar. But this is probably the movie of the week, although it is rated R. There's a lot of language and some violence. So you're right. There's really no good movies this week.
go see The Help, right?
Is there something
The Help.
We can look forward to?
The Debt at the end of the month. The Debt with Helen Mirren, a spy thriller that's fantastic.
Ooh, I love Helen Mirren. Now, if you're curious, which I know you are, the movie I was talking about is called A Lot Like Love. It's kind
of cute.
I hate
movies that have weird titles like that. You really can't put your finger on them.
Yeah.
And they're not good enough to remember. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Like Sarah Jessica Parker's next movie is called I Don't Know How She Does It. How are you going to remember that?
And the news today, there will be a third Sex in the City.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Stop it.
Oh, that's cruel.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, and there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
You, my friend, have connections in the government. Yes, you. USA.gov, the official source for government information on thousands of topics. And like any good connection, there's no telling where it can take you. Why, one day you're getting student loan information, Next thing you know, you need job hunting tips. Today's rogue construction info could have you searching for telecommuting ideas tomorrow. The more you use USA.gov, the more uses you'll find for it. Passport applications, for example. They've been known to lead to a sudden interest in travel advisories. Our new mobile apps will even update you on the go. So whether you have information to get or ideas to give your government, check out USA.gov. Who knows? Lottery results today could lead to retirement planning tomorrow. USA.gov. With the right connections, there's no telling where you can go.
If you're a parent, listen closely to the voices of meningitis.
On Tuesday, Becky was sick. On Wednesday, she was gone.
I was there for my son's first breath and his last.
The infection spread so fast.
David got it when he was 13.
Terry was only 5.
Tyler lost fingers.
My kidneys.
Both feet.
It moved so fast.
Both of my legs.
Almost his life.
I thought it was a virus.
What happened? 10 toes are now 9.
In just a single day, she was gone.
My son did not have to die.
The role of a parent is to protect.
Parents need to know.
Parents need to know.
Preteens and teens are at greater risk. Talk to your child's health care provider.
We are the voices of meningitis.
Join school nurses and families nationwide by adding your voice. Meningococcal meningitis may be rare, but it's often devastating. You can help prevent it. Get preteens and teens vaccinated. The National Association of School Nurses urges you to talk to your child's school nurse or health care provider. And visit voicesofmeningitis.org.
We all plan. Our daily schedules, our grocery lists, our vacations. Some of us just plan bigger than others.
Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood.
These are the words of Daniel Burnham, legendary urban planner, and he practiced what he preached by crafting the first comprehensive plan for the controlled growth of an American city, the Plan of Chicago. His vision at the turn of the last century defined the city's lakefront parks, its beaches and harbors, and the magnificent mile that people enjoy today.
Make big plans. Aim high and hope and work.
Today, community planning is a trusted discipline, one that changes how people live in big ways and small. And planners have proven approaches that make neighborhoods great and keep them great for the future. You can learn more at planning.org. That's planning.org. Great communities are no accident. They're planned to be great. A message from this station and the American Planning Association.
And some in the medicine cabinet.
We keep ours in the kitchen, but I guess that many medicines can be affected by moisture and by temperature. This is very interesting. It said that an egg, say, if you keep at extreme temperatures, can get cooked. Well, a similar thing can happen with gelatin capsules.
Okay.
They can completely alter the chemistry of that capsule. So they said something as simple as aspirin. When aspirin reacts with moisture, it becomes a different chemical, something that is sold as a corn remover. So you wouldn't want to ingest a corn remover. They said you have to keep it at room temperature, all medicines, between 68 and 77 degrees. And because the other thing that can happen, if it doesn't stay in a good temperature, it can lose its effectiveness altogether.
And some will keep in the fridge, but that's probably, is that too cold?
Yeah, unless you keep your fridge between 60 and 70.
No.
So here's just a couple tips. If you fly, don't put them in your checked baggage, because that goes in the cargo, which is freezing. Do not put stuff in your trunk, because then it gets too hot or too cold. And if you're going to mail order any type of drugs, get the overnight shipping and have it delivered to your work, so it's not sitting on your front porch. I've noticed that gel thing happening even with my stuff that I put in my dishwasher. I think they got wet or something, and they're all stuck together.
So then the real question is, what do I put in the medicine cabinet?
Toothpaste?
Yeah, I really... It's just empty space there calling for
floss?
Something. I don't know. That's a little difficult. A couple of days ago, our program director came. He called me up several times in a row, and he was asking me all these questions about my past, my
it is dubious
dark history, and I didn't know why. And then listening to the station today, lo and behold, I hear this.
Celebrity voices impersonated.
Rise of the Planet of the Jays.
How did this talk show host take over Salt Lake City? Who is it?
Governor Herbert, I'm so sorry. We don't know what happened. It's KSL's Jay McFarland. He started managing Kinko's copy shops in Hawaii in 1993.
No.
Then Jay adapted to running pizza shops all over Utah in the late 90s.
He somehow learned to manage restaurants?
I'm afraid so. And it gets worse. He became a private detective in Las Vegas in 2003.
Impossible. He's a talk show host? How did he evolve?
In 2004, he scrawled a hand-lettered sign on a Nevada street corner, "Will do talk radio for food." And it worked.
Rise of the Planet of the Jays.
You mean
he developed a higher intelligence?
Jay has opposable thumbs. KSL gave Jay a show. The Browser. This summer's blockbuster is playing on a radio near you. Weekdays 1 till 3 on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
That's funny. That is funny. Kevin said he can't think of one for me. So if anyone has an idea, yeah, be nice.
Text us at 57500. Don't base it upon last segment's conversation. That would get...
be nice.
That would get really bad. So I don't know. The comparison there, Planet of the Apes, should I be offended by that? Should I...
You were a lowly...
I evolved...
Kinko's guy.
Yeah. I love me some Kinko's and some
me
Little
too.
Caesars. So
Kinko's,
you know,
would come back.
No offense. It's FedEx now. Just FedEx store.
That is awesome, Dusty says. Freaking awesome.
And by the way, a lot of people today have been asking me, is it true?
It's all true.
It's all true. I worked as a private investigator.
Not the Governor Herbert part.
No, that part, although, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows about that?
That could have been behind closed doors.
I did go out on the busiest intersection in Las Vegas with a sign that said, "We'll do talk radio for food." Yes.
Dreams can come true. This is also cool. Researchers at the Hanover Medical School in Germany have developed artificial skin made from spider silk. We hear these things all the time that sound completely impossible, okay, but it is true.
This is people's skin?
Yes. When they form it into this fine mesh, then they put it over where the skin graft should be. It grows. It reminds me of when you get a disc that can become a plant. It's like a little disc that's a seed. That's what it reminds me of. They put this fine spider silk on where a skin graft should be, and it becomes skin. Skin grows into it.
Do I get to start shooting webs anytime soon? Or climbing walls?
Yeah, we don't know the after effects. They could be cool.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. All right, yesterday we featured some white women that can't rap. And I made the comment, and I received so much flack for saying that white people can't rap, because people were able to pull... two people since the beginning of rap. Well, Beastie Boys and Eminem.
Yeah, that's all I
can
think
of. In the entire history of,
yeah,
somebody tried to throw in Ice Baby, Vanilla
no.
Ice.
No.
And then somebody said, prove it. Prove they can't. And I'm like, it's music. It's personal preference and taste. You can't really. It's opinion.
And then you got slapped in the face.
By none other than Anne Hathaway,
the princess,
on the Conan O'Brien show.
I've heard that you occasionally, like all of us, you get frustrated, you get angry about something that's happened to you, either at work or in your private life, and you like to vent it through songwriting. Is that right? You like to make up a song to vent your anger?
I just started doing that, and it's something I like to do.
Really? What's like, give me a recent example of a situation that was frustrating and how you expressed yourself.
You know, with all the stuff that's been going on with Batman, the paparazzi attention's been a little intense, so I actually wrote a rap song about it.
You were getting irritated by the paparazzi bothering you, so you wrote a rap song about it.
Yeah, I wrote a rap song.
Could I even hear just a little bit of this rap song? I would love to hear this rap song.
Okay, I'll do that.
Right.
It's in the style of Lil Wayne.
Okay.
And, well, you know, he recently wrote a love song. I don't know if you've heard it. It's called How to Love, and it's really beautiful. And I thought, if he can play with expectations, maybe I can too.
Okay, so a rap song in the style of Lil Wayne about the paparazzi.
Yes, okay.
Yo, I'm a paparazzi. I don't play no Yahtzee. I go pop, 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 pop. See, I tell the truth from what I see and sell it to Perez Hilty. I'm not needy. I'm legit, not stalkerazzi. Don't act so hotsy-totsy. I know that you from Jersey. Pop, pop.
won't make me stop. Pop, 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 pop. I know you love to feel my pop.
And then she just goes
back.
And then she just goes back to this little quiet, just, you know, Anne Hathaway. Amazing. So I'm reconsidering my statement. That wasn't bad.
Best white girl rapper, a texter says, Natalie Portman on SNL. We'll have to look that up. Now, Michelle Bachmann's making some waves, and I don't know a lot about her.
Who?
Yeah, I know. Michelle Bachmann.
Oh.
She's making waves. She won the straw poll, which is not a big deal at all.
And the unknown candidate won second place. The unknown never mentioned. Does anybody know who took second place?
Who was it?
Nobody knows. If you watch the media, nobody knows. If we have time tomorrow on the Doug Wright Show, I have personal experience because I most recently lived in Texas. Rick Perry and Ron Paul, and I'm going to give you some feedback and some of my experiences and insight into both these individuals.
Okay. Well, I was reading about Michelle Bachmann, wanted to know a little more, and I came across an article about her husband, because, you know, he could be the very first male, first man.
I so wanted it to be Bill Clinton.
First gentleman.
Okay, I wouldn't have to write another joke for 4 years.
And he runs, I don't know if he runs this Christian counseling clinic, more than one of them actually, in Minnesota. But he dropped that to go on the campaign trail with her. So,
do they give out Pepperidge Farm cookies?
Maybe. Dr. Bachmann. Now, this one thing hit me. He is her personal shopper. She says he has a good sense of style. She said one time Dick Cheney was coming in town. Dr. Bachmann went out, came home with a sleek hourglass dress with a yoke collar. I just slipped it on. He does all her shopping for her clothes. And what else did I want to tell you about him? He is not registered with any of the boards, though, that certify mental health professionals in Minnesota. That's a little weird. But he does also get subsidies for a farm that he owns. It was his dad's. It's a dairy farm and a corn farm. So he gets subsidies from the government for that. And then, you know, they had these 23 foster kids. And because he is a psychologist, they got extra